All right, so let's dive into this whole think and act locally thing, and how it all ties back to, you know, freedom. Like, how can what we do in our own communities actually, you know, impact our liberty? For this deep dive, we're going to be looking at the economist Milton Friedman and his series from back in the 80s, Free to Choose. Get ready for some serious food for thought here. We're talking the role of government, individual power,
yeah,
and really how we can create a freer future right where we are.
You know, it's amazing how Friedman takes these big ideas about freedom and brings them down to earth,
yeah.
You know, like makes them relevant to our everyday lives and our communities.
Yeah. And he starts by saying straight up, the greatest danger to freedom is the concentration of power. And he's talking about the government, right? You know, when the government gets too big, too powerful, it leads to all this bureaucracy and red tape. And ultimately, it limits what we can do as individuals. He argues that in the past 50 years, the U.S. government has gained way too much power. And it's created this, like, you know, this clunky system. And it's really squeezing individual freedom.
And it's not just like the big, obvious government programs, you know. Friedman really zooms in on those smaller regulations, you know, the ones that can seem small, but they really add up. And they have a huge impact on our lives.
Totally. He tells this story about John McCollum. He was a fireman who was trying to build his own house. Sounds pretty straightforward, right? But local regulations actually prevented him from living in his own trailer on his property while he was building. It's a perfect example of how even a seemingly small rule can limit our freedom to do what we want, on our own land even.
It really makes you think, you know, how much power are we willing to give the government? Where's that line between regulation that's actually necessary and regulation that just gets in the way of people living their lives?
Yeah, it's all about finding that balance, right? Because Friedman's point is that when power gets too concentrated, it creates this breeding ground for special interest groups. And that's where things can get really messy.
It's like this feeding frenzy, you know, the way power is structured in the U.S. government, you know, with all the different branches and committees, it creates all these little pockets where special interest groups can latch on and try to steer things their way.
And they're not afraid to do it either. The video actually shows us this lobbyist, Warren Richardson. He's working the halls of power in Washington, and he's representing all sorts of special interest groups.
Yeah.
Like the National Action Committee on Labor Law Reform. It's like a front row seat to how this whole influence game works.
It really hits you when you see it up close, you know, how these groups are all jockeying for position, trying to get policies passed that benefit them, even if it means the average person loses out.
So how do we as citizens even begin to make our voices heard? In the middle of all that lobbying, how do we fight for what's good for everyone in our communities, not just for these powerful special interests?
That's the big question, isn't it? And Friedman wants us to think about this not just on a national level, but right here in our own towns and cities. You know, who are the special interest groups in our communities? How are they influencing local decisions? And what can we do to make sure everyone's interests are represented?
It's like we need to become investigators in our own towns.
What?
Figure out who's pulling the strings behind the scenes and how we can make sure decisions benefit the whole community, not just a select few.
Exactly. And, you know, this connects to another point Friedman makes about the dangers of too much government involvement. He says that all those regulations, all that interference, can actually lead to people feeling resentful and losing respect for the law.
Right. It's like when you feel like the rules are unfair or just ridiculous, you're less likely to follow them.
Totally. And when that happens on a large scale, it really starts to erode the fabric of society.
Mm-hmm.
People look for ways to get around the system, and it can create chaos.
Friedman gives examples from both the U.S. and the U.K., where people just start ignoring rules they see as burdensome or unjust. It made me think about this woman, Pat Brennan. She started her own private mail delivery service.
Oh, yeah. Pat's story is a classic. It's like individual initiative going head-to-head with government bureaucracy. She was offering a faster and cheaper service than the U.S. Post Office, but she ended up getting shut down because she was violating the private express statutes.
It's a tough one, isn't it? On the one hand, you've got this entrepreneur providing a service that people clearly want. But on the other hand, you've got the law. And the law has to be enforced. It makes you wonder, are there times when defying an unjust law is the right thing to do? You know, where do you draw the line between respecting the legal system and following your own conscience, especially when it comes to local regulations?
It's a really complex issue, no easy answers. But Friedman's point is that when people lose faith in the system, you know, when they don't believe the rules are fair or legitimate, the whole system starts to break down. And that's when you see a decline in respect for the law. He argues that this erosion of freedom is so dangerous because it often happens so gradually. We don't even realize it's happening. We get used to having less and less freedom until one day we wake up and realize we've lost a lot of ground.
He has this quote that really stuck with me. He says, "We've inherited a philosophy and a set of attitudes, and they tend to be eroded. People get accustomed to what they know. There's an enormous tyranny of the status quo."
That's powerful. It's like a wake-up call, you know? We can't just take our freedoms for granted. We have to actively defend them, challenge the status quo, and push back against government overreach, especially at the local level, where we have more of a voice.
So are we becoming complacent about our freedoms? What are we doing to protect them? Are we paying attention to what's happening in our own backyards? Are we speaking up when we see injustice? These are the questions Friedman wants us to be asking ourselves.
He's calling on us to be more than just passive observers. He wants us to think and act locally, to be engaged citizens, aware of what's going on, and ready to take action to protect our freedoms.
And that's where his emphasis on individual action and strong local communities comes in. He really believes that the best solutions come from the ground up, not the top down.
He's all about voluntary cooperation, both through the free market and through community initiatives.
He believes that people working together voluntarily can accomplish incredible things, and they can solve problems way more effectively than relying on the government to step in.
And he gives this great example in the video, this town called Ottumwa, Iowa. It's a thriving community where people are working together, supporting each other, and creating a really positive environment. It's like a real-world example of Friedman's principles in action.
It's really inspiring, right? It makes you think about what's possible in our own communities. What are the issues we're facing? How can we apply these ideas of think and act locally to find solutions? What steps can we take to encourage more individual initiative, more voluntary cooperation? How can we create communities where people feel empowered to make a difference?
It all starts with realizing we don't have to wait for the government to fix everything. We have the power within ourselves and our communities to take action.
So what's your Ottumwa? Where can you make a difference? What issues in your community are calling out for your attention, for your action?
Maybe it's attending a city council meeting, volunteering at a local school, starting a neighborhood watch program, or just having a conversation with your neighbors about something you care about. Every step, no matter how small, contributes to a more engaged and empowered community.
And that's how we reclaim our freedom, not just as some abstract idea, but as a lived reality. In the places where we work, play, and raise our families, it all begins with thinking and acting locally.
Yeah, and you know, this kind of ties into another point Friedman makes about government. You know, he says that when the government gets too involved, too much regulation, too much interference, it can actually make people resentful, like they lose respect for the law.
Yeah, it's like if the rules seem unfair or just ridiculous, You're not going to follow them, are you?
Exactly. And when that happens on a big scale, it really starts to, you know, erode the fabric of society. People start looking for ways to get around the system, you know, cut corners.
Yeah.
And that can lead to chaos.
He actually gives some examples from both the U.S. and the U.K., where people are just flat out ignoring rules they see as burdensome or unjust. It reminded me of that story about Pat Brennan, you know, the woman who started her own private mail delivery service.
Yeah, Pat Brennan, that's a classic example, right? It's like individual initiative going up against this big government bureaucracy. She was offering a faster, cheaper service than the post office, but they shut her down because she was violating those private express statutes.
It's a tough situation, right? Because on the one hand, you've got this entrepreneur providing a service that people clearly want. But then you've got the law, and the law is the law. It makes you think, are there ever times when breaking the law is justified? You know, if it's an unjust law, where's the line between respecting the legal system and following your own conscience? Mm. Especially when we're talking about local regulations.
It's a tough question for sure. No easy answers there. But Friedman's point is when people stop trusting the system, when they don't believe the rules are fair, you know, that's when things start to fall apart. That's when you see that decline in respect for the law. And he argues that this erosion of freedom, it's really dangerous because it often happens so gradually, you barely notice it. You just get used to having less and less freedom until one day you wake up and you're like, whoa, where did it all go?
He said something that really stuck with me. He said, we have inherited a philosophy and a set of attitudes, and they tend to be eroded. People get accustomed to what they know. There's an enormous tyranny of the status quo.
Yeah, that's a powerful one. It's a reminder that we can't just sit back and assume our freedoms are safe. We have to be proactive, you know, defend them, challenge the status quo, push back against government overreach. And this is especially true at the local level. because that's where we can actually have more of an impact.
So it makes you wonder, are we becoming complacent? Are we doing enough to protect our freedoms? Yeah. Are we paying attention to what's happening in our communities? Are we speaking up when we see injustice? These are the questions Friedman wants us to ask.
He's saying we need to be more than just passive bystanders. You know, we need to think and act locally, be engaged, be aware, be ready to take action to protect what we have.
And this is where his focus on individual action and strong communities comes in. Yeah. He really believes that the best solutions come from the bottom up, not the top down.
He's a big believer in voluntary cooperation, through the free market and through community initiatives.
He thinks that people working together voluntarily can accomplish amazing things and solve problems way more effectively than waiting for the government to step in.
And he gives this great example in the video, remember, that town, Ottumwa, Iowa. It's a thriving community where people are really working together, supporting each other, creating this really positive environment. It's like a perfect illustration of what he's talking about, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like Friedman's principles in action.
It's pretty inspiring, right? It makes you think, what's possible in our own communities? What are the challenges we face?
Yeah.
How can we use these ideas of thinking and acting locally to address them? What can we do to encourage more individual initiative, more people getting involved? How do we create communities where people feel empowered to make a difference?
Well, it starts with recognizing that we don't have to wait for the government to fix things. You know, we have the power to do it ourselves, within ourselves and within our communities.
So what's your Ottumwa? Where can you make a difference? What are the issues in your community that need attention, that need action?
Maybe it's going to a city council meeting, volunteering at your kid's school, starting a neighborhood watch, getting involved in a community garden, anything. Even just talking to your neighbors about something you care about. All those little things, they add up. They make a difference in creating a more engaged community.
And that's how we reclaim our freedom, right? Not as some abstract concept, but as a reality in our daily lives, in our communities. It all starts with thinking and acting locally.
It really is about taking ownership.
Yeah.
You know, instead of waiting for someone else to come along and fix things, we can be the ones to make a difference.
Yeah. It's like a shift in mindset, right? Once you start seeing yourself as an active participant, it opens up all sorts of possibilities.
For sure. And that's what Friedman is getting at with this whole think and act locally idea.
So thinking about everything we've talked about today, what does this all mean for you listening right now?
Well, it's like a call to action. You know, Friedman's challenging us to get involved, to engage, to really take ownership of the kind of communities we want to live in.
He's saying we have more power than we realize. Our actions matter. They have ripple effects. We can make a real difference starting right here, right now, in our own backyards.
Exactly. It's about recognizing those opportunities and seizing them, you know, not waiting for someone else to give you permission.
This deep dive has definitely given me a lot to think about, and I hope it sparks some ideas for you too. It's like Friedman's giving us a toolkit. You know, he's saying, here's how you can build a freer, more prosperous future, not just for yourself, but for your whole community.
And it doesn't have to be some big grand gesture. It's about those small, consistent actions you take, getting involved in those local issues that matter to you, working with your neighbors to make things better.
We talked about that inspiring example of Ottumwa, Iowa, where people are really living these principles. But the question is, what's your Ottumwa? Where can you make a difference? What issues in your community are calling for your attention, your action?
Maybe it's attending a city council meeting or volunteering at a local school or starting a neighborhood watch or just having a conversation with your neighbors about something you all care about. Every little thing adds up. You know, it all contributes to a more engaged and empowered community.
And that's how we reclaim our freedom, right? Yeah. Not just as some lofty ideal, but as a tangible reality in our daily lives, in the places where we work and play and raise our families.
It all starts with thinking and acting locally.
So as we wrap things up here, I encourage you to take some time to reflect on what really resonated with you today. What are those sparks of inspiration that you can turn into action?
Remember, change doesn't happen overnight, but it does start with each of us taking that first step.
Absolutely.
Think
about it, talk about it, but most importantly, act on it, because our freedom and the future of our communities depend on it.